Chapter 2. First Success. Each of these short reports showed a side of life in London, on the streets, in the bars, in the courts and prisons. At this time, London was the business centre of the world. Because of this, there were thousands of office workers in the city. Dickens' job was in an office too. He worked for a lawyer, and the job was boring to the 16-year-old. In his opinion, the only purpose of the law was to make money for itself. But with more money now, Dickens could continue to enjoy London life. He loved going to the theatre, but he also liked to watch people in the streets. He listened to their conversations and noticed everything about them. At 17, he got a new job as a newspaper reporter. He sat in law courts and took notes. His opinion of the law did not get any better. He thought that the judges were old and silly. Soon he moved to another reporting job. From 1831 to 1834, he listened to and reported the speeches of politicians in Parliament. He learned a lot about the changes in the country during this time. Politicians passed laws about the poor, about schools, and about the new factories. For the rest of his life, Dickens did not stop working to help the country's poor. But another great interest still burned in his heart: theatre. In fact, in 1832, he almost became a professional actor. There was a possible part for him in a play in a London theatre. But Dickens was ill, and he did not go to the theatre. At about this time, Dickens fell in love. The girl's name was Maria Beadnell, and she was the daughter of rich parents. Dickens later described her as everything that everybody ever wanted. He wrote long letters telling her about his love. On some nights, he stood outside her house and watched her bedroom window. But Maria did not return his love. Her parents knew about John Dickens' time in prison. In their opinion, Dickens was not good enough for their daughter. Dickens' heart was broken, but he worked harder than ever. In 1832, he got a job on a new newspaper. The next year, he started working at a bigger newspaper. He went to meetings around the country and reported them to his readers. Dickens also began different kinds of writing. In 1833, he wrote a short, funny story about a London family. Nervously, he posted it to a magazine. He did not hear from them. But there was a wonderful surprise when he bought the next copy of the magazine. His story was in it. He was not yet 22, and he was a published writer. Dickens began to write more and more for the magazine. Each of these short reports showed a side of life in London, on the streets, in the bars, in the courts and prisons. Many of them were funny, but some could bring tears to the reader's eye. With great skill, his words gave readers a look into other people's lives. Dickens wrote these stories under the name Boz, and they were soon very popular. A publisher, John McCrone, decided to put the work into a book, and so in February 1836, readers could buy Sketches by Boz, Charles Dickens' first book. It was an immediate success. George Hogarth, a writer and editor for an evening newspaper, liked the book very much. His three daughters all liked the hard-working and successful young writer, and Dickens became close to the family. In 1835, he asked the oldest sister, Catherine, to marry him. He was still working as a reporter, and he was very busy. Catherine was a kind and quiet woman. Sometimes she became impatient that he was always working. Dickens' love for Catherine was not like his love for Maria Beadnell. He wanted a happy family life, but his work came first now. The two were not married until the following year. Dickens was asked to write a new book about life in the country. At this time, most novels came out in three parts. The publishers, Chapman and Hall, had a new idea. They wanted to publish Dickens' next book in 20 parts. Each month, readers could buy a part of the novel in a magazine for a small amount of money. This meant that a lot more people could buy books. Still using the name Boz, Dickens wrote about a group of friends. There were a lot of characters in the novel, but readers really loved two of them, Mr. Pickwick and Sam Weller. Great Dickens characters. Sam Weller. Sam Weller was the most popular character in The Pickwick Papers. He works for Pickwick, but he often knows much more than Pickwick. Readers loved Sam's way of saying things. There were even Sam Weller joke books. It is interesting that Dickens gave this character the last name of his nurse from many years before. In the novel, Dickens offered readers the pleasant world of a disappearing England. Much of the book was light and funny, but he also added darker scenes. In one part of the story, Pickwick goes to prison because he has not paid a debt. It is clear where Dickens got the idea. After a slow start, the magazine of Pickwick Papers finally sold 40,000 copies every month, ending in November 1837. Dickens was popular and famous, but that was just the beginning. He wrote two short plays for the theatre. His work as a reporter ended, but he agreed to be the editor of a new magazine. Dickens continued to work as an editor for most of his life. But even before the last part of Pickwick Papers was published, he started a new novel. Like Pickwick Papers, a new part came out every month. But the funny stories about Pickwick and his friends did not prepare readers for the serious side of Oliver Twist.